Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina, lebracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. In the previous shir, we saw the Medrash that the reason the Torah mentions that Yaakov brought korbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak and not Avram was because one is more chayev to be mechabed his father than his grandfather. That's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan in the Medrash. And Reish Lakish argued, he disagreed with that, and we wondered, why doesn't he accept that explanation? Why doesn't Reish Lakish agree? So we gave a pilpul in the previous year to explain it, and now we are going to give another pilpul based on the Torah of Rav Moshe Matzin Shlita to explain, again, this question of why Reish Lakish doesn't accept Rav Yochanan's teretz, that one is more chayev in the covet of his father more than his grandfather, and that's why it says the God of his father Yitzchak and not Avram. In the previous shir, we saw the Ran, and the Ran holds that if there are two mi'utim, you cannot follow a rov. Two mi'utim are megareya a rov. There is just a question in the Mefarshim: are two mi'utim Megareah two roves, or are two miyutim only Megareah one rove? But if you have two roves, then the two miyutim don't bother us. The Ran certainly holds that two miyutim mess you up. The Shaila is, do two miyutim mess you up if there's only one rove? Or do two miyutim mess you up that you can't follow the rove? Even if there are two roves, it's miyut against rove, miyut against rove. That's the Shaila. That's a machlokas haposkim, how the Ran holds, the place he holds, that the Ran says that whenever there are two, even if there are two roves, you can't follow it because there are two miyutim. And l'chor, the shayla, whether you're chayv to be mechabed, your grandfather, is tolerating this question. Because if you hold that only two miyutim are megareya, one rove, but not two roves, so then you're chayav to mechabed your grandfather because you're chayav to mechabed your father because rov bilo sachar abal. But there's a miut there. You're chayav to mechabed your grandfather because rov bilo sachar abal. There's a miut there too. But since there are two rovs, a mele, you can file that rov and you're chayav to, you assume he's your grandfather, and you're chayav to mechabed him. But if you hold that two miutim are megareya, even two rovs, so here you're not chayav to mechabed your grandfather because al pidin, you don't even know that he's your grandfather. It's only midin rov, but there are two rovs. The father's rove, the father's rove, and the grandfather's rove. So since it's not halachically can't be proven, he's your grandfather. Mimela one is in chayv b'chavod avi aviv, because there are two miyutim against two roves. Now Tosas in Chul Nir Aleph Amid Aleph Di Ramaschal Aval, right? This is very good. This fits in with our Iyune Hadaf Shiurim, because now this Daf Yomi recently learned Chul Nir Aleph. So Tosa says that we shecht karbanos on Shabbos and we're not choshish that it's a treifa is because we follow the rov. Now, because most animals aren't treifas. However, here, there are really two rovs. Because how do you know the kohen is a kohen? How do you know the kohen who shecht in the animal is really a kohen? The teretz is because of a rov, because you know his father is, you assume his father is his father and he's a kohen. That's how you know he's a kohen. And how do you know the animal is not a treifa? Rov. So beautiful, you have two rovs. So now the question is, can you follow two rovs? According to the place, so you can't. So how can you shecht on Shabbos? From the fact that the kohen can shecht on Shabbos, it must be that you only don't follow a rove when there are two miyutim against one rove, but if there are two miyutim against two roves, like here, that rove animals aren't shreifas, and rove kohanim are miyuchas to their father, so you can follow the two roves. Not like the place who says two roves you can't follow. But apparently what the Ran then must mean is that you can't follow two miyutim against one rove, but two roves. If there are two miyutim against two roves, you can follow. However, that's not true, because since Shechitas Ksheira Bizar, here there's only one rov, because a non-Kohen can shecht. So the only issue is is the Behema Trefa. And then you can follow that one Rov. And again, you can say like the Svaras HaPlesi, but if it would be two Rovs, then you wouldn't be able to follow, but here there's only one Rov. However, it's Meduyik in Rashi and Yavam Islam and Gimel Amid Beis that a Zar is not allowed to Shecht on Shabbos. Ayin B'Shar HaMelech, B'Per Gzan, B'Yachs B'Yas Mikdash, other Achron and B'Yas Meir. So since we're dealing with Shabbos here, again you need to come on to the two Rovs. So again, it's Muchach, not like the Plesi. You have a Rov, you have neither Rov that he's a Kohen, a Rov that Rov Behemoth or Trefus, are Kesheros and not Trefus. And we follow those two Rovs. And Memela, we see, not like the Plesi, that if there are two, you can follow two Rovs, even though they're two Miutes. When can't you follow two Miutes? When do two Miutes shter? When do they bother us? When there's only one Rov, but if there are two Rovs, you can follow the two Rovs, even though they're two Miutes against the two Rovs. But l'chor, we have to understand this diuk in Rashi and Yevam Islam and Gimel Amid Beis that a Zar is not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Since Shechitas Kshera Bizar, why is he begeder Mechal Shabbos? L'may nafgamina bein koin liyisrael agabe Shechita. So the Kli Chemda in Parashas Vayikra asks a kasha. He says, why is it mutter to shecht on Shabbos? When you cut the puncture, the skin, when you puncture the skin, says the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos in Chulin, that's already Chilul Shabbos to start with. So if you hold, Tosis holds in Chulin and Chav Ches Amid Beis that you can't be mafrid the ore from the pipe. So you can't say that you should do Hascholas Hashchita on Erev Shabbos on the ore and then continue the Shchita on Shabbos, because then you'd already be cutting the Simen on Erev Shabbos. That's according to Tosfos, but according to the Urayim, that one can separate between the two. So the Shaila is, ask the Kli Chemda, why aren't we shechting the or on Erev Shabbos and then the Simanim on Shabbos? And this way you avoid the Chil Shabbos of cutting the, puncturing the or, the flesh, on Shabbos. What you can do on Erev Shabbos, do on Erev Shabbos. So the Shaila is, why don't we start the Shechita on Erev Shabbos with the or, and then continue on and do the Simanim on Shabbos, and this way you avoid unnecessary Chil Shabbos. So, and for the Kli Chemda, a nice arichos there in Vayikra, at Kevin the Ishtri Shabbos Legabe Avoida, since Shabbos is Mutter Legabe the Avoda, and here it's one Maisa, like the Tzitzin, like the Chozer, that the person cuts the Tzitzin, Shein Ma'akvin, Chozer Alem calls Manchel Apir, as long as he's involved doing the Mila, he can cut off even the unnecessary parts of the foreskin that you don't have to cut off Al Pidin, because it's one Maisa. See here also, we're Matir Avoda on Shabbos, it's one Maisa, so we're Matir even the puncturing of the ore, even though it's not absolutely necessary. So now it would appear that that's Das Rashi, that Rashi holds that a Zara is in a lot of Shecht on Shabbos, even though Shechitus Ksher of Zara, because Rashi holds that Avoda B'Shabbos was only Mutter to Kohanim, but not to Zarim. Even though what a Zar is allowed to do, it's also Docha Shabbos, like everything else that's Docha, it's Docha. Whatever a Zar is allowed to do on Shabbos, that's Docha Shabbos, Docha Shabbos. So here a Zar is allowed to Shecht, so that's Docha Shabbos. But that's Machmas Dechuya, not Machmas Hutra. So since it's only together Dechuya, so it's not Docha Shabbos Bascholas Hashchita. Because Tchuya means you try to avoid what you can. So Memela, if you can do it on Erev Shabbos, do it on Erev Shabbos. If you're doing it with a Rebbe the Kohen, it's Hutra. So you can do the whole thing on Shabbos. But if it's a Zar, you have to minimize it minimize Chol Shabbos as much as possible. So you'd have to do the beginning of the cut on Erev Shabbos and then the rest of it on Shabbos. And Memela, that explains Shitas Rashi, that Zar can't Shecht on Shabbos because the Tchilas HaShchita is unnecessary Chol Shabbos. Now it says in Masech HaShabbos, Daf Ayin Hei Amid Aleph, that Shechet Mishumai Mechayev, what are you chayev on Shechet for? Rav Amar Mishum Tzoveah, because you're coloring the Basar Beis HaShechita, and Tzvi in the Mishkam is in Av Melacha. Shmuel says, it's Netilas Neshama. Taking away the soul of the animal. In the Yeshua Siyankiv in Chelek Arachayim Simen Shin Chav Siv Katan Tes, he writes that betchilas hashchita, one becomes a mummer, even though he hasn't been metakin anything. That is only if he is chayev on shchita mishum tzoveya. So then it's shaykh to say that he was mechal Shabbos teichef at the beginning of the shchita. Right at the beginning, if you hold mishum tzoveya, then when do you become a mummer? Right at the beginning, because there's already tzoveya at the beginning. But netilas neshama, one is not a mummer at the beginning, he has to finish the shchita. And so writes Tshuvas Beis Shmuel Acharon in Yoredeh Simen Zayin, and look in the Shut Lechem Shleiman Chelek Yoredeh. And Simen Chof Gimel Ozvav. So now we have this Yeshuvas Yankiv, that you only become a mummer for Chil Shabbos B'tchilas Hashchita if you're Chayv Alt Soveh, but not if you're Chayv Alt Netilas Neshama. Netilas Neshama has to be B'gemar Shchita. Now in the Tshuvas Sholem Meshiv Madur Tlisa Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Lamed Hey, he asks, how is Rav Mechayev B'Shchita Mishum Tzviya, according to what it says in Chul and Daf Lamed Gimel, that Asherchit Behema V'Chayev Oif V'lo Yatsa Mimenu Dam K'sherim V'necholam B'yadayim Misuavos L'fi Shelo Hukhshiru B'dam, that if a person shechs the Behema Chayev Oif and no blood comes out, they're kosher, and they can be eaten that with hands that weren't washed, that are shnios latuma. Why? Because there's no hechsher b'dam. Dam is machsher the animal lekabel tuma, but here there was no yitzias dam, so merely the animal's not machsher lekabel tuma. Hare, we find shchita without Yetzias Hadam. And if so, according to Rav, how are you Mechayev Mishum Tzviya? Every Shchit is a Hasra Safek. Shema lo Yatsa Dam. Lo Yavor Mishum Tzviya. So Ad Kan Koshisa Sholem Eshiv. Yosef Natanzon asks, how are you Chayev Mishum Tzoveya when every Hasra you give is only Misafek? You don't know that the person's really going to be over this Avera. And he doesn't know he's going to be over this Avera when he does it, because maybe no dam will come out. Asura Safik, Lav Shmei Asura. So if you hold Asura Safik, Lav Shmei Asura, Ein L'chayiv B'Shchita Mishum Tzoveya. Now it says in Maseches Psachim, Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Shavua Gimel Amid Beis, Tumur Gimel Amid Beis, Shavua She'ochel Kikar Zu Hayom, Vavrayom v'loach, Rabbi Yochan Reish Lakish, Tamri Tavayu Ena Loka. A person says, is sure that he's not going to eat this loaf today, and the day passed, and he didn't eat it. Both Rabbi Yochan Reish Lakish say, he's not loike. Rabbi Yochan says, he's not loike, because alav shem bo maisa, he didn't do anything. Cholav shem bo maisa in loken alav. But asra safek is shema asra. And Reish Lakish says, he's not loike, because it's Hasra Safek. Because we never know when we give him the Hasra if he's going to be over or not. Because there's still more time. The lashon of Rashi and Psachim is v'chi masri be Akule achlu hayom. When you give him hasra, that he better eat it today, because he said shvua she'ocher kikozu hayom, pen tavor ala shvua. Because we said to him, you better eat it today, lest you be over on the shvua. Shema yavor, shema lo yavor al hasra seinu. We don't know if he's going to be over on hasra, or he's not going to be over on hasra. Da'adayin yeshu hus biyom, because there's still time left in the day. Because in order for it to be a proper hasra, according to Reish Lakish, it can't be hasra safik. Hasra safik is that even if the musra doesn't listen, it's still not clear if he's going to be over on avera. So therefore, if the masra says to him, eat it today, lest you be over on your shavua, who says he's going to be over on hasra at that moment? Because he could say, I'll eat it later. Just like we said, who says that when he shechts, he's going to be over on, the person says to him, don't shecht. But who says when he shechts, he's going to be over on tzviya? Because maybe there won't be blood. So it's hasra safik. So that's the machlo, but lav shein bo maisa, Reish Lakish holds, shein ein lokin olav. Lav shein bo maisa, he holds, excuse me, lokin olav. The reason you're not getting malchus here is because it's asra suffik. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says you don't get malchus because the lav shein bo maisa, but asra suffik is shema asra. And Reish Lakish holds that he doesn't get malchus because of asra safek, but lav shein bo maisa, yes, lokin olav. So now it emerges that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are lishitasam. That Reish Lakish is lishitaso, that he holds that asra safek, lo shma asra. And if asra safek is not a proper asra, then there's no chiyuv b'shchita mishum tzoveya. And if there's no chiyuv b'shchita mishum tzoveya, if that's the case, then b'tchilas hashchita he doesn't become a mummer. We said he only becomes a mummer if there's going to be tzoveya at the beginning of shchita, but here he doesn't hold as an issur tzoveya. And lefizeh, we can't be mechalik between a kohen and a Yisrael. Since there's no problem with tchilas hashchita, there's no room to be mechalik. The problem when we mechalik between Kohen and Yisrael for tchilas hashchita, that Yisrael is not allowed to do tchilas hashchita on Shabbos, only a Kohen is. But if you hold that tchilas hashchita, you don't become a mummer. There's no chilas Shabbos, so there's no reason to be mechalik between a Kohen and Yisrael. So he therefore holds Reish Lakish that shchita is ksheri bizar even on Shabbos. And if you hold shchita is ksheri bizar even on Shabbos, so then he holds like the svara of the, we can say that he holds like the svara of the Plesi, that even if there's if there are two roves and there are two miyuts against the two roves, we can't follow the two roves. And therefore, how are you allowed to shecht on Shabbos? You're allowed to shecht on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash because even the shchitas ksheri bizar. Since you hold shchitas ksheri bizar, then he holds quite possibly like the Plesi, who says that that's why, if you would need a Kohen, then we'd be in trouble, because then we would have two roves and you can't follow two roves. But since he holds shchitas ksheri bizar, he can hold like the Plesi that you don't need to have a kohen b'chlal. So then you can shecht in the Beis HaMikdash because there's only one rove. But if there were two roves, then you wouldn't be able to shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the procession. He holds, Rish Lakish holds, Hasra Safik is Losh Masra. And Mimela, there's no Chiv and Shchita Mishum Tzoveh, because it's not a proper Hasra, it's a Hasra Safik. And if so, Betchilas Shchita is not a Mummer, because there's no Tzvi at the beginning of the Shchita. And therefore, even Yisrael can Shecht on Shabbos, because he doesn't have to do it on Erev Shabbos, because there's no Chil Shabbos. And if so, Shchita's Ksheri Bizar. And then if Shchita's Ksheri Bizar, then we could say that he holds like the Plessy, that even if there are two roves and two miyuts, you can't follow those two roves. According to the Plessy, you can't say just a Kohen can Shecht on Shabbos, because then you would need to come on to two roves. So the Plessy has to hold that Shchita's Ksheri Bizar. Maybe Reish Lakish holds the same way. And according to this, if you have two roves, you can't follow those two roves, if they're two miyuts against the two roves, then you're not mechuyev l'chabed Avi Aviv. Because Avi Aviv is two roves. Rove the father is Bilas Achar Abal, and Rove the grandfather is Rove Bilas Achar Abal. And therefore, you can't say that it says Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, because a person is more chayiv to be mechayiv his father than it is to be mechayiv his grandfather, like Rabbi Yochanan said. Because according to Reish Lakish, there is no chayiv to be mechayiv his grandfather. And therefore, he says that the card that it was brought, it says Elokei Aviv Yitzchak al Bris Shvatim Hikriv, that was a special Bris Shvatim with Yitzchak. That's why it says Aviv Yitzchak and not Avram. Mashen Kein Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds Asra Safek Shema Asra. We saw in the Gemara. And according to this, we can say that there's a Chiyuv Shechita B'Shechita Mishum Tzoveya. Because if Asra Safek, you're right, it's only Asra Safek if somebody shechs on Shabbos, because there might not be blood, but Rabbi Yochanan holds Asra Safik Shema Asra. So he holds Asra Safik Shema Asra. So that would mean that there could very well be a Chiyuv Shchita Mishum Tzoveya. And if there's a Chiyuv Shchita Mishum Tzoveya, it means when do you become a Mummer? At the very beginning of the Shchita. When you did Tzoveya at the very beginning. And if you're not allowed to do the beginning of the Shchita, then what right does the Tzar have to shecht on Shabbos? Let him do it on Erev Shabbos. So only a Kohen's allowed a Shecht on Shabbos. Not a Yisrael, not a Tzar. And if a Tzar is not allowed a Shecht on Shabbos because he's becoming a Mummer, because he could do it Erev Shabbos, so how are you makriv karbonos b'Shabbos? Since you need to come on to two roves. If once we establish, as we just did, that you need two, you need a Kohen to Shecht on Shabbos, that means that you need two roves. What are the two roves? Rove that the Kohen is really a Kohen, he's miyuchas to his father, Rove Bilas Achar Abal, and Rove Behemus are in Shreifas, you need to come on to two roves. And therefore, since against each rove there's a miyut, it must be that the Ran holds that you can follow. To one don't you follow when there are two miyuts, when there's two miyuts against one rove. But if there are two miyuts against two roves, it must be you can follow that. Otherwise, how would you be able to shecht on Shabbos? Because according to this Mahalach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you assume everything we said is true, that he holds Asra Safik Shema Asra, which we know is true. And therefore, it could be that Shechit is Mishum Tzoveya. Because even though it's a Sras Safik, it's still going to be Asr Mishum, even though blood might not come out, it's still going to be Asr Mishum Tzoveya. The Asra is still going to be a valid Asra, even though blood might not come out. And that would mean that if it's Mishum Tzoveya, that Betchilas Shechita becomes a Mummer. And if Betchilas Shechita becomes a Mummer, then the Zohar is not allowed to Shecht on Shabbos. It's not allowed to Shecht on Shabbos. How are you Shechting on Shabbos? How are you Makriv Korbanos on Shabbos? I need to come on to two Rovs. It must be the Ran holds that two Rovs, you can Tzomech on two Rovs. Can't be Tzomech on a Rov when there are two Miutes against the Rov, but if there are two Miutes against two Rovs, then it's Beseder. So if you hold that you can follow two Rovs, that means that you're Chayv to Mechabit your grandfather. Because your father, a person's father is his father al Tarov, a person's grandfather is father his grandfather al Tarov. Two roves, two miutes, you're chayv b'chavod aviv, but you're also chayv b'chavod zkeno. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan says that, you know why it says aviv Yitzchak and not aviv Avram? Because you're chayv b'chavod aviv more than chavod zkeno, but you're taka chayv b'chavod zkeno. But Reish Lakish couldn't have said that, because according to Reish Lakish, you're not chayv v'kavod zikeno. So that is a b'derech pilpul charif, an explanation of the Medrash. And like the Yerushalmi says, that p'tputei d'oraisa are tavin. So the way I look at it is that even if that's not what the Medrash meant, but just all the ideas you get along the way are kedai, and maybe if the Medrash would hear this whole mahalach, the Medrash would be maskim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechavein. Even when a person says something, maybe something he doesn't mean. The Rambam didn't mean everything everybody ever said in the Rambam. But so much Torah has been said in the Rambam, maybe if the Rambam would read it, he would say, wow, that's great. Even though it's not what I was thinking, but it works. So hopefully it works, and we should be zelcha lilmo du lelameit. Lishmor v'lasa l'kaimus kol divrei salma terasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.